You are watching the meeting with a professional, and today from the Global HR Laboratory. And I would like to welcome here Mr. Pepe de Calier.
Thank you very much.
Morning. And I have a few questions, Pepe. Your topic today was leadership in 21st century. Could you tell us how did it change comparing with the previous 100 years?
Very much. I think that if I were to sum it up quickly, I would say that the 20th century was about what we do. The 21st century is about how we do it. The 20th century was very involved with, bottom line performance of get lean manufacturing, things like this. I mean, how to run a company, basically. And now that we know how to do that, and data tells us that, we know how to run companies, what we need to improve, though, is how to manage employees, how to engage them. And that's really the thrust of the 21st century, is creating this human link and human understanding to what success looks like.
Okay, so it means to me that we are go much more deeper into our organizations. And can you tell me what exactly is the added value of today's leaders?
Well, it's many, many layers, I think. Today's leader is much different than the 20th century because it was possible for leaders to know a lot of things, a lot of different things about their business. Today, things are happening very, very quickly. There's no way that any leader can know everything that they should know. So they have to now rely on data coming from the people who work for them. And so the way I think a leader can add value today is to understand how to open up those channels of communication and how to use their understanding of human motivation, which I talk about in my work and I write about, how to use that to release the engagement of people. That's where the value is going to come. I think the day of superstar leaders, where they were on the cover of magazines, I think that's fading away, and now we're looking at superstar employees, or what I call heroes in waiting.
Okay, so can you give us some points? Where is the hidden power of leaders to motivate people today? Just few points.
Yeah. Well, I get asked that question a lot, and I would say it's this. If you look at what we want from our leaders, from various studies that have been done, we want to be heard. We want people to listen to us, because that's how we feel, not only that you have respect for me and you want to listen to me, but that I'm part of the process. And so I think this is a very important thing for leaders to really spend some time on establishing dialogue, on establishing channels of communication, primarily informal ones, I might add, because formal communication, meetings and so on, everybody goes to meetings, everybody's, gets tired of meetings, but the informal chat, just stopping by sometime to talk to someone, gives us so much information.
Let's say, what leadership challenges do you see in the next 5 years?
I think the biggest challenge that leaders are going to face, in not only in the next 5 years, but in the next 25 or 30 years, is the engagement of their workforce. And I spoke about this today in my remarks. We have been talking about engagement for more than 30 years. But if you look at the data, the levels of engagement really haven't changed that much. And so one has to ask themselves, what went wrong? Why? What are we not doing? And the point that I was making today is that it's not only a part of the corporation or the leader, but it's also a part of responsibility on the part of the employee. So that the leader who can get that message across and provide an environment where people are not afraid to make mistakes, that people are encouraged to learn and to grow those are the leaders, I think, that are going to come out ahead in the 21st century.
Pepper, thank you very much for inspiring interview, and enjoy the rest of the event.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed so much being here and meeting your colleagues. Thank you.